愿大家平安。
Yeah, peace to all. 啊，
想继续跟大家查考，马拉基书里面谈到神人的关系。
This morning, we'd like to continue to study from the book of Malachi, the relationship between God and man.
我们活在世界上最重要的关系是神跟人的关系。
In this world today, the most important relationship is the one between God and man.
这是根本。
This is the most fundamental.
啊，如果这个关系好
，If we have a good relationship,
我们的生活真的没有忧虑。
Then in our lives, we will have no worries.
天上的神跟我很好，那我还忧虑什么？
If we have a good relationship with our God in heaven, then what do we worry about?
如果我们跟神关系好，我们也不会害怕。
If we have a good relationship with God, we will not fear.
因为跟神关系好，神天天跟我同在，我怕什么？
Because if God is with us, there is no need to fear.
人会忧虑，会害怕，就是没有办法感受神的同在。
We worry, we fear, because we fear that God is not with us.
常常就是因为我们这个关系太疏远了，没有办法感受神的同在。
It's because we lack this intimate relationship with God.
而且这个关系如果好，我们生命会很活泼。
If this is a well-established relationship, we'll find that our life is very living and alive.
会有很多的体验。
We'll have many living experiences.
因为神是活的。
Because God is living.
那我们跟神的关系是互动的，是活的。
And there must be a interaction between us and God.
所以我们可以讲出很多对神的体验。
So we can speak of many new experiences about God.
但是有时候我们常常发现，我们的体验讲得出来都是在初信或者患难当中。
Often we find that our experiences, our testimonies, are things that happened long ago.
或者在患难当中。
Or things that happen in times of danger.
信主久了，或者生活很平安，常常讲不出有什么体验。
After we believe in God for a long time, oftentimes we cannot speak of any new experiences.
这个常常是我们跟神的互动越来越少。
This is because our interaction between God is very lacking.
也就是说，我们跟神的关系越来越表面化。
Yeah, our relationship with God has become more and more superficial.
所以，怎么跟神重新建立关系，这是一个基督徒很重要的功课。
So how do we establish a new relationship with God? This is the lesson we must learn.
那在马拉基书里面
，In the book of Malachi,
我们看神跟人之间有一个对话。
We find there is a dialogue between man and God.
当然，神是借着先知告诉他们。
Of course, God spoke to them through the mouth of the prophet.
那在这个对话当中，我们发现关系是有问题。
From this dialogue, we find that there is a problem in this relationship.
但这个主要的问题不在乎神。
But the root cause of the problem is not in God.
神没有问题。
There's nothing wrong with God.
这个关系的问题在乎以色列百姓对神无知。
The problems in this relationship lies in the ignorance of the people of Israel.
他不了解神的想法。
They fail to understand God.
那不了解神的想法，就很难跟神有很好的关系。
So it was difficult for them to establish a good relationship.
因为我们没有办法照着神的想法来回应神。
Because they fail to be able to respond to God according to the will of God.
因为不了解神，所以我们也不了解我们到底需要在哪里有改变。
Because we fail to know God, that is why we do not know where we must change.
我们活在自己的世界，自己的看法里面，以为我很好，我没有问题。
We live in our own world, with our own views. We feel that we are very well, and there is nothing needs to be changed.
其实从神看起来。
But yet, from God's perspective,
我们是有问题的。
We have problems.
因为我们跟他的关系不好。
Because we do not have a very good relationship with him.
所以有时候我们常常发现，我信主久了，到底我要做什么？
So after believing God for a while, we may ask ourselves, what should we do?
有的信主久了，生活很平安，他就觉得好像没有什么事情可以做。
After believing Christ, our life is very peaceful. We find that there's nothing else to do.
信仰就是这样而已。
So this is the fact of our faith.
聚会时间来坐一坐，回去就没事情了。
We come to the chapel, we sit for a while, we go home, nothing happens.
其实应该不是这样。
But it is not that simple.
圣经说我们要竭力追求认识神。
As the Bible teaches us, we must strive for the knowledge of the Lord.
我们对神认识越清楚。
the closer, the more we know about God,
我们就会越了解自己。
The more we will understand ourselves.
我们越了解自己，我们就越知道我们需要改变什么。
The more we understand ourselves, we know, what we must change.
我们需要追求什么。
And what is it that we, should truly seek?
那当我们开始在改变跟追求。
When we begin to change, when we begin to pursue,
我们发现我们跟神的关系就开始在活泼起来。
We'll find that our relationship with God becomes more lively.
所以我们现在生活的层面已经不是在追求神的恩典，因为我们大家活得都很丰富。
And so today we seek not material blessings because we all live a very abundant life.
那如果我们的信仰只是注重在所谓祝福，这个祝福又是强调是在生活上的。
And if the purpose of our faith is for pursuing material blessings in this life only.
那我们常常发现我不需要神，我都活得很好啊。
And then we'll find that without God, we can still live a very good life.
但是如果我们这个信仰的层面再提升。
But if we can elevate the plane of our faith.
我们就发现我们真的是需要不断的去追求。
We realize that we need to continue to pursue.
这样我们才能够在神面前做完全人。
So that we can be perfect in the sight of God.
那马拉基书第一章昨天晚上我们也查考过。
So as we have studied last night in Malachi chapter 1,
这个神跟人的关系第一个出发点是爱。
And the relationship between God and man is built on love.
所以第一章的第二节。
So chapter 1 verse 2 it says,
神开始就说我爱你，我曾经爱你们。
The Lord said, I have loved you.
这是完成式，我已经爱你们。
And so this is past tense.
但是以色列百姓对神的爱没有感觉。
But yet the people do not feel God's love.
说你在哪里爱我们呢？
So they ask, in what ways have you loved us?
当我们跟神的关系没有感受到爱的时候，这个关系就会有问题。
So when we cannot feel the love of God, then there is a problem in this relationship.
因为圣经至少描写神跟人是父子的关系。
The Bible says that between us and God, it's like father and son.
又好像是夫妻的关系。
It is like husband and wife.
我们很难去想象，如果丈夫很爱太太，太太没有感受到爱，如果父母很爱子女，子女没有感受到爱，这个关系要怎么建立？
If the husband loved the wife, but she cannot feel it, or if the parent loved the children, if they cannot feel the love, then how can the relationship be established?
所以很多的夫妻跟父子关系确实有问题。
So many of the spousal and parental relationship have problems.
因为感受不到对方的爱。
Because one party cannot feel the love of the other.
那这个问题在人方面常常是双方的。
And in the interpersonal problems, the problem is two ways.
但是当我们跟神的关系。
But in regards to our relationship with God.
这个问题常常是单方的。
This problem is only one direction.
所以神说我爱你，他们说你在哪里爱我们呢？
So God said to them that I have loved you. They reply, in what ways have you loved us?
我们看回来马拉基书第一章。
Let's turn back to Malachi chapter 1.
第一章的第二节。
Verse 2.
神主要告诉他们，神的爱就在他的拣选上面。
The love of God is in his choosing.
神拣选雅各，没有拣选以扫。
God chose Jacob over Esau.
这个就是神的爱。
This was God's love.
所以我们今天对神的爱的了解有很多不同的方向。
So our comprehension of God's love can be in many directions.
我们在联合部大会常常有见证会。
In the convocation, we have testimonies.
这个见证会就是述算神的恩典。
It is to recount the blessings of God.
这是第一个去感受神的爱，是神的恩典。
This is the first way for us to experience God's love. It is through His grace.
这个是最容易感受的。
This is the most easily felt.
但是这个爱常常是在整个神的爱里面，这个爱是最表面的。
But the grace and blessing of God, it is the most superficial part of God's love.
因为这个爱只在物质界里面，在肉体上，在心身上。
It is only confined to the material world.
那除了这个，我们要怎么去感受神的爱？
And besides this, how can we feel God's love?
圣经说，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And the Bible says that Holy Spirit has poured down the love of God into our hearts.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满。
So when we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
他的工作一样，
Their work is the same.
他的问题没有解决,
their problem is still there.
他的生活一样,
they live the same life.
但是在他心的最深处, 他非常感动, 神非常爱我。
But in the innermost part of the heart, they can feel the love of God.
那为什么什么都没有改变, 他会感觉到神很爱我?
Why is it that there is no material change, but yet they can feel the love of God?
因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在他心里。
Because the Holy Spirit has poured down the love of God into their hearts.
所以我们看使徒教会改变很大。
Yes, we look at the change of the apostolic church. Because everyone was being filled by the Holy Spirit. They were filled by the love of God. So the church became one great family. Today, if we can all be filled by the Holy Spirit, if we can all be filled by the love of Jesus, then the church will become one happy family. So this is a very strong relationship. How the Lord has loved us, we must also love one another.
这是第二个我们感受神的爱的方法。So
this is a second way for us to experience God's love.
那第三个方法,
the third way,
就是通过理性来了解。
It is through our rational understanding.
我们去观察, 去思想。
As we observe, as we think.
这里说神拣选雅各,
Here God says that he chose Jacob.
这个雅各,
of course, Jacob is the beginning of the race of Israel.
我们现在看马拉基书第一章第五节,
Let's read chapter 1, verse 5.
第一章第五节, 你们必亲眼看见也必说, 愿主在以色列的境界被尊为大。
Verse 5, Your eyes shall see, and you shall say, The Lord is magnified beyond the borders of Israel. Israel was God's chosen people. And the Lord shall be magnified beyond the borders of the nation. And so how would this happen? It happened in the New Testament time.
所有不是以色列民都是外邦人。
In the Old Testament time, all the non-Israelites, they are considered Gentiles.
连我们都是外邦人。
Even us, we are considered Gentiles.
所以在旧约时代, 我们不属神的。
In the Old Testament time, we cannot say that we belong to God.
我们没有希望的。
We live without hope.
现在主耶稣来世界就改变了一切。
But when Jesus came, he changed everything.
救恩成全在十字架上。
The salvation was accomplished on the cross. The salvation is to be given to everyone.
不分是犹太人, 不分是, 希腊人, 外邦人,
whether Jews or Gentiles, Greeks or others.
因为信他都要成为神的选民。
After we believe in him, we have become his chosen people.
所以今天我们在主的里面,
Today, as we believe in him,
我们是被拣选的族类,
we are a chosen generation.
我们看, 彼得前书,
Let's turn to 1 Peter,
第二章第九节,
chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书第二章第九节,
1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类, 是有君尊的祭司, 是圣洁的国度, 是属神的子民。
He says that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, holy nation, and his own special people.
所以在讲我们身份的改变。
You talked about the transformation of our status. We have been chosen.
什么是拣选?
What does it mean to be chosen?
拣选就是有很多人, 神特别选择几个来属于他。
That is to say that out of many, out of all the people, God choose a few to belong to him.
那这个被拣选不是我们好。
To be chosen, it is not because of our good deeds.
也不是别人不好。
It is not because others are not good enough.
世界上有很多人行很多善事。
There are many philanthropists in this world.
我们被拣选, 不是我们的功德去换来的。
We are chosen not because of our good works.
啊, 是因为神的里面。
But it is because of God's mercy.
这个就是爱。
So this is God's love.
所以今天我们是神拣选的, 这个就是爱。
Today, we can experience love of God because we are chosen by him.
那被拣选以后, 我们就是君尊的祭司。
Then we become a royal priesthood.
就是每一个人呢，在神面前非常的尊贵，能够来到他的面前敬拜他。
That is that we are very holy and special. We can come to him and worship him.
一个罪人能够来到圣洁的神面前来敬拜他。
As a sinner, we can come before God and worship him.
这个是一个极大的恩典。
And this is a wonderful grace.
那下面说是圣洁的国度。
And following on here says that we are a holy nation.
圣洁就是没有罪。
To be holy is to be without sin.
神用他的恩典遮盖我们的罪。
God's grace has covered our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
He has forgiven our sins.
所以我们变成一个圣洁的国度。
So we become a holy nation.
最后是属神的子民。
And further on it says that we are his special people.
所以当我们了解到这个身份，我们就知道神对我们的爱是何等的大。
So when we understand who we are, then we can understand the greatness of God's love.
因为这个身份是在十字架的救恩所成全的。
Because this is what Jesus had accomplished for us on the cross.
所以到底神在哪里爱我们呢？
So in what ways have God loved us?
如果我们看看我们刚刚读的那一节圣经节。
If we read the verses we just read,
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen generation.
是君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priest.
是圣洁的国度。
We are a holy nation.
是属神的子民。
We are his own special people.
这个就是神的爱。
And this is God's love.
所以信耶稣，如果你的职业一样，每一方面都一样。
So after believing Jesus, if our life in this world remained the same,
我们还是蒙到神极大的爱。
But yet we are loved by God greatly.
因为这几个身份都是神爱我们的。
Because all these titles are signs of God's love.
所以马拉基书第一章的第五节才说，他的名在以色列的境外被尊为大。
So in Malachi chapter 1 verse 5 says that the Lord is magnified beyond the borders of Israel.
所以你看我们现在在这里敬拜神，有哪一个是以色列的？
So everyone sitting here, none of us here is considered an Israelite.
但是我们都在这里歌颂神的名。
But we sit here and we praise the name of God.
因为神的爱已经怜悯，神的爱已经延伸到我们来。
Because the love of God has been poured out among us.
我们能够感受，能够了解，所以我们对神有一个回应，来尊他为大。
That we can experience God's love and we can repay God's love.
这是第一个神人关系的开始。
So this is the beginning of our relationship with God.
神对我们的爱。
It is God's love.
那从第六节开始。
From verse 6.
我们看有一件事情。
Verse 6 talked about one thing.
我们现在看第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
马拉基书第一章第六节。藐视我名的祭司啊，万军的神对你说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既然是父亲，尊敬我的在哪里？我既是主人，敬畏我的在哪里？
Verse 6, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am the master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. To your priests who despise my name, yet you said, in what ways have we despised your name?
最后一段，中文我刚没有念，你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名。我们发现这个神人跟关系，神所要求的跟人在做的不一样。
So here we find that what God requires of us and what we are actually doing, there's a gap.
神所要求的就是谁敬畏我。
What God is requiring is for us to honor him.
但是人所注重的是我没有藐视你。
But what man reply is that we did not despise your name.
这个两个是有一个落差的。
So there is a great distinction between the two.
尊敬一个人跟没有藐视一个人，这是不一样的。
To honor and revere a person, it is far different from not despising a person.
我们在周围有很多人。
There are many among us.
我想我们不会去藐视任何一个人。
We will not despise any.
因为他也没有对我们做什么。
Because they did not offend us.
但是我们周围很多人不一定，我们每一个人都很尊重。
Even though there are many people here, but we may not honor and respect everyone.
所以对以色列百姓来讲，他觉得我没有藐视神的名，这样就好了。
And for the Israelites, they feel that if they do not despise God's name, that is enough.
所以有时候我们常常想哦，对神的名很尊贵。
So often we feel that the name of God is very reverent.
至少我没有亵渎神的名。
We did not blaspheme God's name.
我没有藐视神的名。
We did not despise or misuse God's name.
所以我们就觉得说这样可以了，我这样不错了。
So we feel that this is enough.
但是神的要求不是这样。
But yet God's requirement is very different.
神的要求是我们要尊敬他。
God, what God requires is for us to honor Him.
那如果用这样来想，我们就发现，哎，哦，我们确实是有。 进步的空间.
So if we look at it from this perspective, we'll find that every one of us, we have room for improvement.
所以信仰不是说我没有亵渎神的名，这样就好了。
So our faith is not just not in not despising God.
我们的信仰是我们有没有尊重神的名。
But yet we need to ask another question, whether or not we truly honor and revere God's name.
那为什么神要这样的要求?
So why does God require this?
这有两个比喻。
We can use two parables.
第一个神是父亲。
First, here says that God is the Father.
是我们是儿子。
And we are His children.
第二个神是主人。
And the second is that God is the Master.
我们是仆人。
And we are His servants.
但是这个世界上啊，是用他是用人在世界上的关系来描写的。
And so God used a worldly relationship to describe this.
虽然爸爸跟孩子，这个是，一个是，爸爸是孩子的来源嘛。And
the father is the source and origin of the son.
而且爸爸对孩子有恩典。And
the father loves his son.
所以这个孩子应该尊敬爸爸。So
it is only natural, it is only reasonable that the son honor the father.
那主人跟仆人。And
also between servants and masters.
这个仆人要尊敬主人，这是对的。
It is only right for the servant to respect the master.
但是我们要想啊,
but yet we must ponder.
这个所谓父亲跟孩子跟在我们家庭这个关系啊, 神远远超过这个关系。
And between father and son, our relationship with God far exceeds this.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为我的父亲也是人啊。
Because my father, he is also a man.
我也是人啊。
And I am also a man.
所以我们是同等的，同类的。
So we are equal.
因此我父亲我要尊重他，不错，但是我们是同类的。
We need to honor our father, it is right, but we are of the same race, or we are equal.
但是当神说他是父亲,
but when God said he is the father,
我是儿子,
and we are his son,
这个是不同类的。
We are of different levels.
神非常的大。
God is great.
人非常的小。
And as men, we are so minute.
所以以赛亚书说我们小到好像微尘。
And so in the book of Isaiah, it says that we are but dust.
诸位，你有没有看到微尘?
Do we see a speck of dust?
没有。
We cannot
see it. 但是有没有微尘?
But does it exist?
有。
It does exist.
那为什么有你看不到?
Why is it there is a speck of dust, yet we cannot see it?
太小了。
Because it is so small and minute.
那这个微尘就是你跟我。
And so we are that speck of dust.
那这么微小的人, 神拣选他做儿子。
We are so minute, we are so insignificant, but yet God has chosen us.
这个是人不配的。
This is something that we are unworthy.
但是因为神的怜悯。
But because of God's mercy.
所以相对来讲, 神这个父亲比我们在家里的父亲就大多了。
And God is much greater than our father.
所以有时候我们常常发现一些慕道朋友为着地上的父亲, 他没有办法拜天上的父亲。
So some of our true seekers, because of their earthly fathers, they are unable to come and worship our true heavenly father.
这个是次序颠倒。
And so they have not been able to set their priorities correctly.
常常是因为对神认识不够。
It's because of their lack of knowledge towards God.
其实神这个父亲比我们在家里的父亲大多了，好像宇宙这么大，跟一个围城。
God, our Heavenly Father, is much greater than our earthly parents. It is just like the universe comparing to a speck of dust.
We need to
respect our earthly fathers. We must respect our Heavenly Father even more. So as we select our religion or our faith, the greatest consideration is our greatest Father in heaven. We need to fear and respect him.
他要我们怎么做?
What does he want us to do?
这个是最重要。
This is the most important concern.
所以说, 我是父亲, 尊敬我的人在哪里呢?
So God says that I am the father. Where is my honor?
那我们先来想, 我们对地上的父亲怎么尊重?
How do we honor our earthly parents?
我想现在是越来越难想能够描写得出来。
And it is very difficult for us to describe.
因为现在的生活已经变成孩子为中心了。
Our life today, children come first.
所以这个孝敬父母是圣经的一个诫命。
To honor our parents, it is a commandment.
那神对我们的要求怎么尊重他？
And how does God require us to honor him?
所以圣经里面有一个有一个神对我们要求的就叫献祭。
So the, in the Bible, God requires us, God required the people to offer sacrifice.
这个献祭哦，最重要不在乎神要那个祭品。
And when God requires the sacrifice, God does not require the material offering.
因为什么都是神的。
Because everything belongs to God.
天山的飞鸟走兽什么都是神的
The birds in the heaven, all the animals, they all belong to God.
所以神要求不是这个东西
So what God emphasized is not what we offer.
神要求是通过献祭这个东西来表达人对神的尊敬
And what God want is through this offering, it can reflect our honor and reverence towards God.
比方说现在很多人父母亲生日我们也送他东西
For example, if our parents' birthday, we offer, we buy them a gift.
其实我们现在每一个人什么都有
But in fact, we have everything.
所以你看敬老会你要送什么你想破头你也没有办法想做什么
So every year during the elderly service, it is very hard to find a gift to give the elderly members.
因为我们现在什么都有
Because we have everything.
那为什么要送一个东西
？So why do we have to give a gift？
这个关系不在这个东西。
So what is important is not in the gift itself。
这个东西是代表一种关心。
But yet this piece of gift signifies our care and concern for them。
所以为什么旧约时代啊，神要求人献祭
？So in the Old Testament times, God wanted people to offer。
因为是要通过献祭来。表达我们对神的这种尊敬
For the people to show their honor and respect towards God
通过献祭来表达人对神的爱
Through this offering, man can express their love for God
我们现在看一节圣经节列代志上
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles
29 章
Chapter 29
列代志上二十九章
First Chronicles chapter 29
十四节
Verse 14
列代志上二十九章十四节
First Chronicles 29 verse 14
我算什么我的民算什么竟能如此乐意奉献因为万物都是由你而来的我们把从你而得来的献给你
Verse 14 But who am I andWho are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given to you.
这里啊，所罗门在献殿的时候说啊，我的民竟然这么乐意的奉献。
And the people offer so willingly to God.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为万物是从你而来的。
Because all things came from God.
所以我们今天能够奉献这个东西是从你而来的。
So today we can offer whatever we can offer to God, it came from God.
所以我们奉献给你是代表我们对你的一种尊敬跟感谢。
So we can offer to God, it is a sign of our respect and thanksgiving towards God.
所以我们在想这个十一捐哦，不要把十一捐想作是好像课税。
So when you think about tithe, we should not think of it as collecting tax.
如果这样哦，很难做得出来。
If so, it is very difficult to give.
大家都不喜欢纳税，最好不要纳税。
No one wants to pay tax, so we'd rather not.
而且纳税越低越好。
And we should try to reduce our tax bracket.
这是一个义务。
And it is a duty.
但是奉献这是一种感谢。
But offering tithe, it is a way of giving thanks.
拉撒路可能没有献过一毛钱。
Lazarus, perhaps, he never offered anything.
因为神没有给他。
Because God did not give him anything.
没有给他，他就拿不出来。
So there is no reason for him to offer.
那寡妇只能够奉两个小钱。
The widow can offer two small coins.
因为那天神只给他两个小钱。
Because God only gave her two small coins.
但是他把这个献上去，就是把神给他的完全献上去。
But she was able to offer completely to God.
表示他对神的爱是没有保留的。
It shows that her love for God is complete without reservation.
所以在神面前呢, 神觉得他献的比众人还多。
So in the eyes of God, she offered the most.
但是最其他的人,
but for all others,
神的要求是十分之一。
God requires a tenth.
这个不是神缺乏。
It is not that God lacks something.
我们现在高伦谷经济情况很好。
Today in Garden Grove Church, financially we are very strong.
如果你看那个财务报表, 我们的经济情况非常好。
If we look at our financial statement, you can understand.
那这个并不等于说我们不需要奉献。
This does not mean that we don't need to offer.
不是教会需要。
It is not that the church has a need.
这个是我们对神的一种感恩。
But it is a sign of giving thanks to God.
因此这个马拉基书的第一章后面呢, 在讲到神的爱之下开始就讲尊重神。
So in Malachi chapter 1, talked about our how we can respect God.
那尊重神的第一点就是奉献, 那奉献。
One way for us to show our respect to God is to offer tithe.
不是神不是tithe, 奉献, 对神的奉献。
It is to offer what we have to God.
不是神需要。
It is not that God has a need.
是神希望我们借着奉献来表达我们对他的心。
It is through our offering we can show our gratitude.
罗马书里面,
In the book of Romans,
可以分作两部分。
We can study this in two parts.
第一部分, 第一章到十一章。
Romans can be divided into two parts, chapter 1 through 11.
这个第一章到十一章在讲什么?
And what is this first part talking about?
在讲神的爱。
It is talking about God's love.
那神怎么爱我们?
How does God love us?
就是因为我们信耶稣。
Through believing in Jesus,
他赦免我们的罪,
He forgave our sins.
因为主耶稣为我们而死,
Jesus died for us.
这是罗马书第五章,
and it is recorded in chapter 5.
所以他把这个道理讲得很清楚, 用11章来描写。
So Paul used 11 chapters to describe God's love.
因信称义, 这是神的爱。
To be justified by faith, it is God's love.
那这个罗马书前11章讲完, 12章开始讲什么?
So after chapter 11, what is chapter 12 and on talk about?
12章就讲奉献。
It talked about how we should offer ourselves.
他不是奉献讲在前面。
He did not talk about offering first.
他是讲神的爱在前面。
But rather he talked about God's love first.
当他讲神的爱的时候, 他也不是讲说让你赚大钱。
When he talked about God's love, it is not talking about being very well-to-do in this world.
让你发财。
Letting you be very wealthy.
成功成名。
Become successful in this world.
罗马书第一章到十一章不讲这个,
but this is not the main emphasis.
讲被拣选,
but rather it talked about God's choosing.
被称义,
to be justified.
有活泼的盼望,
to have a living hope.
那十二章开始, 我们看罗马书的十二章。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章,
Romans chapter 12.
第一节,
verse
1. 十二章的第一节,
chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将身体献上, 当作活祭, 是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你们如此侍奉, 是理所当然。
Verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
在新约时代,
In the New Testament time,
神已经不是要求我们什么牛羊,
God no longer asks us to offer goat or oxen.
那奉献我要献什么?
So what is it that we should offer?
其实最终也不是钱啊。
What is the most important is not offering money.
有一次我到奈及利亚去,
Once I went to Nigeria.
有个生意人很有钱,
there was a businessman there. He was quite well-to-do.
到现在为止, 我在奈及利亚时候遇到最有钱的一个人。
He's probably the most wealthy member in Nigeria.
我花三个钟头跟他谈道理。
And I spoke to him for about 3 hours.
在三个钟头里面, 他大概问好几次。
In that 3 hours, he asked many times,
我如果到你教会洗礼, 你会不会要求我奉献?
If I baptize in your church, would you require me to offer money?
后来他没有继续来。
And later on, he stopped coming.
因为他太有钱了, 他可能怕教会一直叫他奉献。
He was so wealthy that he was afraid that the church will require him to offer money.
其实啊, 这个慕道者啊, 没有明白。
And, but yet, this truth seeker, he failed to realize.
神所最重视的不是那个钱。
What God emphasized the most is not the money itself.
那神要我们献什么?
So what is it that God wants us to offer?
说将身体献上当作活祭。
Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
这个就是神所要的。
This is what God wants.
那什么叫身体献上？
What does it mean to offer our bodies?
就是用神给我们这个身体，我们的生活来荣耀神。
That is to glorify God through our bodies.
这个就是献祭。
So this is a sacrifice.
活出一个能够荣耀神的生活，这个本身就是一个祭品。
To live a life that gives glory to God, this in itself is a sacrifice.
那这是神所喜悦的。
And this is a sacrifice that is pleasing to God.
如果我们回到我们刚刚读的彼得前书第一章。
So if we turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们来看彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这个第九节的前面是在讲四种的身份。
Verse 9 talked about the four different status we have.
那要做什么？
And what should we do?
第九节的下半句。
The latter part of verse 9.
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者就是主耶稣。
To call us out of darkness and into light, and this is Jesus.
那我们活着就是要宣扬他的美德。
And for us to live, we are to proclaim his praises.
就是让人因为我们的生活使主耶稣得到荣耀。
Through our lives, through our deeds, the Lord Jesus may be glorified.
那这个就是活祭。
And so this is a living sacrifice.
这个才是神真的需要的。
This is what God truly wants.
所以我们不要一直想说信耶稣最重要就是奉献，我只要有奉献十一捐到教会聚会一下我就是好基督徒，不是这样。
So we should not think that we can be a Christian just by coming to church and offering tithe.
神最看重的
What God emphasizes the most
就是把我们的生命把我们的生活献给神。
Is for us to dedicate our life to Him.
在我们的生活中能够荣耀神的名。
For us to glorify God in our daily life.
能够见证神的荣耀。
To testify of God's abundant grace.
这个就是神要我们的祭品。
This is the sacrifice that God wants.
这是神对我们的爱的一个要求的一个回应。
So this is the requirement of God for His love for us.
这个就是尊重神。
This is a way for us to fear and respect God.
那我们现在回来看马拉基书第一章。
Let's turn back to Malachi chapter 1.
但是他们的奉献在神看起来不但不能蒙神悦纳，而且是藐视神。
And their offerings, not only it is not acceptable, through their offering, they despise God.
为什么？
Why is that?
第一章的第七节开始。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上。
You have offered defiled food on my altar.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物。
You have offered the blind as a sacrifice.
就是把那个有残疾的不好的献给神。
They offer the lame and the sick animals to God.
当然神不但不喜悦，神也觉得非常不高兴。
This is not acceptable to God and God was not pleased.
所以这个第八节。
So verse 8.
你献给省长他岂喜悦你呢？
Would it be acceptable if you offer it to your governor?
省长就是一个省里面最大的。
He is the governor of your state or your county.
但他只不过一个人呢。
He is only a man.
你把这个有瞎眼的、有残疾献给他，他要吗？
If you offer the blind and the lame to him, will he be pleased?
那如果他不要？
If he would not accept,
那怎么把用这个来献给神呢？
How can you offer it to God?
所以我们献给神要献最好的。
So when we offer to God, we must offer the best.
这个才算对神的尊重。
It is a sign of our respect for God.
那什么叫做献最好的？
What does it mean to offer the best?
我们回来看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn back to Romans 12.
第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们查验是神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God.
就是我们的心要改变。
It is for our hearts to be transformed.
能够了解神的旨意。
To understand God's will.
那这样来奉献是最好的。
And this is the best acceptable offering to God.
所以我们在日常生活当中，
So in our daily lives,
做圣工也是奉献。
When we serve God, it is also a form of offering.
但是这是做圣工，怎么用神的心意来服侍？
So how can we serve according to the will of God?
那这个就是最好的奉献。
And this is the best offering.
但是如果我们做圣工以世俗的态度，
If we serve God with a worldly attitude，
比方说我们做圣工为着要人肯定，
For example, if we do something to gain the praise of man，
那这个不是从神来的，
And this is not from God，
这个是世界上的一种做事的方法。
And this is simply a worldly tactic.
那虽然在我们在做圣工，这个奉献在神面前是有残疾的，有缺点的。
And this is a offering that is blemish.
但是如果我们的心有改变
，But if our hearts are transformed,
我们做圣工真的出于爱神。
If we serve God truly out of love,
没有人看到，没有人知道也没有关系。
Even when no one sees, that's okay.
那这个奉献就是美的。
Then that is the best offering.
所以我们做的我们在神面前的献的每一个祭
，So every offering that we offer
要蒙神悦纳
，It must be acceptable to God.
那这样我们跟神的关系就会越来越好
，So that our relationship with God can be improved.
唱诗
，Let's sing him.
324 Savior, we are daunting with thy love and great proclaim. Thou art mighty, thou art holy, glory in thy majesty. sinner to reclaim glory.